guitar part, right?
Think you're good. Okay. So welcome everybody back. Glad to be back. We're going to have to try to move a little more quickly. We have a lot on our plate still. That's always a good thing. Unless, you know, we reach the point where we can't do them, then it's a sad thing. Today, I think we said we were going to try to finish up some of the issues of Matana Manas Lahatz here. So again, we're going to try to do that. And it means that we won't be able to, you know, give each one of them their due, but at least we'll identify some more issues and how we can relate to them. So, of course, we'll start off with the Halacha L'maisa issue that everybody, you know, wants to know about, you know, Kidarkeinu, and the problem of, you know, how much Avar L'Va Pesach, right? Okay, but before we get to that, on Sunday, I'd like to speak just very briefly about Kohen HaMisayeya, Bebeis HaGronos, which comes up here on Vav Bebeis. Again, we don't have really time, but just very, very, very quickly, what is the problem of Kohen HaMisayeya Bebeis HaGronos in general, and how it relates to Matana Manas Lahatz here specifically? So Rashi and the Tosis Rid, at least, and Tosis here. The background a little bit, also the Gemara in Bechoros, Chavav Bebeis. Gemara seems to say this is an Iser Chamor, a very serious Iser Chamor. Tosis, Dibramas Vavachi. Again, the Tosis read here, Rashi here. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Ches. Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin, Yud Ches and Yud Tes. Why don't we do it that way? How does the Rambam see this Halacha? Also, Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Tes Halacha Chav Beis. And the Kesef Mishnah and Mishnah Lamelech there, why the Rambam doesn't mention the heter of Kohen Misayeya in Trumas Chutz Laretz, which he does in Hukos Bikurim, Perkei Halakha Yubeis. So talk about that a little bit. And Ochel the Rambam Hukos Bechoros, Perk Aleph Halakha Yudalid. And Hukos Bikurim, Perkei Aleph Halakha Ches, the Kesef Mishnah there, and Tosin Bechoros Nun Aleph Omid Beis. Okay, so I just want to speak just very briefly, what is that all about? The question of Misaya Beis HaGronos in Matana Manas Lahatz, and generally, what does it say about the Rambam's view? And then, of course, we should start the Sugya of Arev. So again, go through the Shaka Vatari Zainam and Aleph Arev Eret Knanim Shem Shneim Adam Chashu. Most of it, big chunks of it we've done, and we don't have time to, you know, do more than we need to fill in. But in terms of Arev, in terms of background, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kufayin Gimel Amud Beis, the idea that you always have to collect the Lova before the Arev, and the Hemshech of the Gemara there, Kufayin Dalet Amud Beis, Kufayin Hey, about Hayana that we've discussed already, but just to be familiar with it. The Gemara in Shavuos, Mem Ches Amud Beis, the idea of Basar Yasmi Ozli, and the Gemara in Zayin Amud Aleph and Makos, you know, Malva Basar Arva Ozil, you know, Eloi Vituvia Kravid Arva, famous Eloi Vituvia. Okay, and then in terms of the Rishonim Al Atar, of course, again, is it Hana? Is it Kesef? Is it, you know, like a Lo? But what is it exactly? We've talked about it quite a bit, but just to add to it a little more, of course, the Rambam, the Rush, the Grizz we've already discussed, the Rambam, Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, we've discussed, but the Rajba, the Ritva, Al Atar, Talmud Rajba, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Meiri, just, you know, the major Rishonim Al Atar, and we'll try to, again, move quickly a little bit on Arev, and then Eb Knani, the problem of, you know, pure Kabbalah versus Nesina, and Mishum Shnehem, etc. Okay, so that's what we're going to do the next couple of days, and we'll try to move as quickly as we can. So regarding Matana Manas Lahatz here, we've spent a lot of time discussing three, or really four, shitos. Three shitos technically, and four conceptually. In other words, the position which sees Matana Manas Lahatz here as a matona gemura with a tnai, with an extraneous tnai at that, the Rush, the Ritva, the whole group of Rishonim, even then, the question of whether lemaisa befoal, the fact that there are limitations, does that end up interrupting or disrupting some of the bailus on the practical side of it, the idea of operative and formal or titular bailus, how it expresses itself there. That's one. And the other extreme, we had possibly the Rashbam, but especially Rabbeinu Yeshaya in the Rush and others who see this closer to being something like Kinyan Peiros, where the Kiddush is that it works nonetheless in Lachem for Esrog, but it really is a more limited Kinyan in its quality, even Meirosh, and some of the expressions, the formulations of that and the expressions of that. And then in between, Rabbi Bigdar and the Ksos, their view that this is a Kinyan Guf Lizman Katsuv, and even then I was trying to suggest that there are two ways to go with that, and maybe that really is the breakdown between Rabbi Bigdar and the Ksos, is whether or not the Zman Katsuv ends up being a qualitative limitation or just a practical one, and we debated that and discussed that. And then we've already discussed numerous nafkamina regarding that, these different perspectives, some of which are complex, because the nafkamina themselves are complex. There are umdana issues, because it is a tnai, that can, cause all sorts of confusion. You can have a strong or a weak view on what the umdana means in terms of things like, the be'en, versus mamon, I'm sorry, the be'en versus mamon, correct, sorry. Ones, kiamatzai, bitvatzai, we'll speak a little bit more about that just to fill in some of those gaps in just a couple of minutes. But in terms of so that can confuse some of the nafkamina, and we saw that some of them are really out of whack with what we might have predicted, but that's fine. I mean, that's why we learn the material, and we have to sometimes reassess whether or not the tlios are correct or whether or not there aren't other factors that override, what might have been a correct conceptual analysis, but there are other factors, including umdana, or other things, that come into play. So that's fine. In terms of the Rush and Rabbi Bigdar and Rabbi Yeshaya, we saw the Ksos and the Tzivos, right, notwithstanding their basic shitos, which are pretty, I think, clear, that here and there, mostly you get, consistent views, and even when you get unanticipated results, it's often reflected in the language, and so on. But there are some unanticipated results, as we saw, in terms of Be'en and Damim, in terms of the role of Hekdesh, the impact of not being subject to Hekdesh, which we'll speak a little bit more about in a couple of minutes. But basically, we've seen numerous nafkamina, and I just want to elaborate on some of them. But before I do that, since I say we are very, conscious of the halacha l'maisa aspect of things. So what about matana manas? Just to highlight again one of the examples, matana manas l'hafsir in the context of bayura and bayimatze, right? And nafkamina legabe chametz, sh'avar alava pesach. So this is a nifsak b'shulchan aruch in Aruch Chaim, simin tuf mem ches sif gimel, right, where the Shulchan Aruch says that chametz Yisrael she'avar lava Pesach, aser ba'anah filo nichus shogeg o'ones, that's a big machlokas arishonim, right, v'im machro onasno la'akum, right, she'michutz labayis kodem ha'Pesach, if he hands us over to a non-Jew, right, if it's in the non-Jew's domain, afa pi she'Yisrael makiro la'akum v'yodeh she'lo yigabo klal, Eli Yishmerenu lo ad la'achar ha'Pesach. Right, this is the basis of Mechiras Chametz also, right? V'yachzer v'yitneno lo mutar. Then the Shulchan Aruch adds, u'bilvad she'yitneno lo matana gemura b'li shum t'nai. Oshiyam kereno lo mechira gemura b'davar mu'at. So if it stopped right there, that would be already interesting. Namely, this has to be a unconditional sale, right? It can't be a harama, that's for sure, and it can't be a legally defective sale, because at stake is obviously Balyaron Bayimatse. And by extension, if you ignore Balyaron Bayimatse, right, Chametz of our Olav Pesach. But then the final words of the Shulchan Aruch are relevant to us. Aval Matano Manas Lahatsir, right? Lo mahani, ooh, okay. Right? Maton abad salam minasach, so it doesn't work. In our Gemara, right, we started with the sugya, we noted that the Gemara has this, you know, seemingly radical view, which the Ritva, you know, denied was real, but the Ram thought was real, and we think that the Rambam may have thought it was real and has an echo of it, you know, Doraisa, you know, in Kiddushin. And that is the idea that Matana Manasa Haksir, you know, doesn't work in all Tkumim. Havaminu is even more radical than that. It never works, basically. The default is that it doesn't work, and it only works in Truma, and we discussed that. Then the Gemara turned around and said only doesn't work in Kiddushin, right? And according to some of the Rishonim, many Rishonim, that's only a Dindrabanan, maybe an Afginu, right, but not a real halacha, so then you can walk away with the impression that matana manas lahachzir shema matana, and it works anywhere and everywhere. Right, there's still lots to talk about, apparently, because we spent, you know, a number of days on it. Right, what about ones, and what about, you know, being makdish, and do you need a new kinyan, and what about katan, and so on and so forth, and what about comparing it to this and to that, you know, dalad minim, and so on. There's plenty to talk about, but at the end of the day, Matana Manasa Haksa works for Pidgin Aben, and it works for Kiddushin, principally, and it works for Truma, right? Presumably it works else everywhere. According to the Rambam, as we say, it gets, you know, the Havamina reverberates, because he really does read that, you know, the exception of Kiddushin is Doraisa. Already, that's something to think about. But the Gemara never said that Lagabi Balyorobai Matse Matana Manas Lahaksa doesn't work. Right? It doesn't say that. It says Chutzmi Kiddushin Doraisa Drabana, and what about Balyorobai Matse? So, of course, it's not such a terrible question, obviously. Number one, you can always say, you know that what we're saying about Kiddushin, you know, reflects more. Moreover, you could say that by Rabbi Matze is just such an unusual case. You know, we talked about it a little bit. You know, Shnei Dvarim Einam B'Shus HaShaladam. So maybe all we really care about there is, you know, Rota B'Kiyuma Einam Rota. You don't really need Bailus. It doesn't really depend on Bailus. Maybe it depends more on the relationship that you have with the object. Not just, you know, if you zero in on the language of Shnei Dvarim Einam B'Shus HaShaladam Asam B'Kasav Kilo B'Shuso, and you think that that's not only background, but that continues to be, you know, a factor. Meaning, it's not that the Torah made an exception of this Isra Na, and then everything, that's the fact, and then everything else flows from the regular Dina Mabailus. That's one way to read Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. But if it's more than that, it's that Inachanami, whatever we say normally about Isuri Hana, is true also about Chametz B'Pesach, and it's true even with respect to Bal Yirah, but Bal Yirah isn't a pure bilus issue or problem, right? It's a Rotza B'Kiyumo kind of an issue. It's a relationship issue and problem. So then, that statement doesn't just end, you know, with Bal Yirah being an exception, and then you start everything beyond that, you know, at the next point of regular Dine Bilus. It continues to, I wouldn't say haunt, it continues to define, right, possibly exceptions to the Din of Ba'yirah. So we talked about that. Can you be Kona Chametz Pesach? You know, other Nafkamina, you know, what about Hefker? What about, you know, what Bittul is? You know, there's a lot to say and to talk about. So you could say that the question of Ba'yirah, Ba'yimatze, you know, is just a totally different, you know, category. And for that reason, you know, Matano Manas Lahaksir, right, is, even if it is an exception, it's not, you know, an omission in our Gemara, because it's more about Bayra Bayimatse than it is about Matana Manas Lahaksir. But even then, you do have to say something about the Matana Manas Lahaksir problem. Now, again, the more you think it's about, you know, Tziruf, and any Tziruf, Koldehu, you know, connects you with Bayra, so you might say, well, the fact that at some point you're getting this back is a sufficient kind of rota b'kiyumo, no matter what you say formally, titularly, about the matano menas lahaksir. Then it becomes very heavily weighted and even a little bit mechudash on how far you push, right, the disconnection or the disentanglement of ba'yirah, you know, from formal dine bailus. But the more you think that there's some connection, and especially if you think that there's a huge connection, so then this becomes like a very interesting issue, a very interesting problem. Anyways, the Radvaz in Chelek Aleph Simen, Resh Mem, you know, mostly seems to think that this really is a Din D'Rabbanan and a Chumra, at least partially seems to think that there. He has a line in which he says that the only din of Rotza B'Kiyumo that is really, you know, a Daraisa category is in Avodah Zarah, which is very interesting. But again, in light of the fact that there are a lot of Rishonim who think that Rotza B'Kiyumo is a very powerful factor or force in Bal Yirah, so you can see easily how, you know, Bal Yirah just might be a difference, you know, Daraisa. Either way, as we'll see in a moment, in the continuation of what he says there, especially what he says on the Lashonos Harambam in Simen Mem Gimel, which I'll read to you in just a second, and there he takes a very different stance. There he seems to think that this is a Din D'Oraisa, and he seems to base it on an understanding not only of Ba'irah, but also of Vatano Manas L'Hachzer, which I'll read to you in just a second. Before that, just on the other side of it, the Magen Avraham Al Atar, you know, quotes the views that this is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Here in Sif Katan Hey, when the Shulchan Aruch says Avabat Tana Manas LaHachzir Lo Mahani, meaning you're violated by Yirah, in that case, so the Magen Avraham says Avagav De Bekol Mokom Hava Matana Kedi Isa Perakamid De Kiddushin, right? Ubesuka Perakimel, right? Mishum Chumra De Chametz Lo Mahani. And he's quoting from, you know, from other sources. Viradvaz, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem, Kosovatam, the Kozman, Shatai, Toloi, Havakipikodon, Din Miskai Matanai, Alpapishanimsa, Shilmafreya, Kamet Shalakum, Mikomokum, Kodim, Kiyomatanai, Kvar Olav, Orvar, Olav, Hayisra, Valiyoel, Kiyomatai, Levatal Alav. I'll read that in a second. That's also from the Lashonos. Shekvar Ovar. Where the Chometz is a kind of a mashkon, v'amar imlo Ephra, v'rosh chodesh iyor yia me'achshav shalcha the mutter. Leishar mahasam kamo shalamadnu the kivin the mechuser mamon lo minon hoil. Avol hacha minon hoil v'ilu lo kai kiyam atanai hay over alav hashanami over alav mi'unirli de'ein lo dabo saklal. Lahoil, the Dafka Davarsha, Bezdin Yisrael, Amrinan Hoil, Kagon, Holobiado Liftoso, Havalakitide, Hodina Michala, Avalhacha, Iboy Akum, Mekayimatanai, Havamatana, Imkain Enachamets Brishus Yisrael of Pesach. Masha Kosov, the Kozmancha, Tanai Toli, Havakipikadon, Lomash Makain, Gabe Mashkon, and so on. Either way, the point is that the Magen Avraham thinks that this whole thing is a Chumra Yisera. Most of the poskim Shulchan Aruch think that this is a Chumra Yisera. It's not really a Din D'Oraisa. That fundamentally, Matana Menas L'Hachzir Shema Matana would apply to Bal Yirah as well. But if you look again at the language of the Radvaz, part of which he's quoting, let's take the one from Lashonos Harambam. So he thinks this is Shitas Harambam. So the language is very, very fascinating. He says, again, the question is, marked it off somewhere. Okay, it's Elef Tov Tezayin or Mem Gimel in the Lashonos Harambam. There are different ways of counting in the Radvaz. Sh'alta mimeni odiacha dati b'metra kasev Harambam perek dalu duchos chametz omer Yisrael la'akam adcha That's where some of this comes from. But the Ram doesn't say specifically Matana Manas L'Hachzir. He says Al Tanai. The Kashalach, the Matana Manas L'Hachzir, Ava Matana, L'Chol Advar, Mafil L'Gabi Kiddushin, right? Im Lo Mishum Shalayomru Isha Niknis Bechalipin, Mashma, L'Chol Shar Dvarim, Ava Matana Gemura. Dim Kane, am I over Bal Yirah Bayimatze? Taking it seriously. Tshuva. Kvayadata, Shaharav Azalushitase, the Amar Hamafkid Chemtso, Eitzel Akum over Bal Yirah Bayimatze. hukah b'chol atznayim sheba'olam kim de efshar delo mekayim tznay v'hava di Yisrael hadavar pashut de over alav afal bishu etzal akum de ha'pikadon hu gabei. So this, of course, is a huge leap to say that a pikadon, right, biad akum, right, is considered bayura, and therefore to conclude that matana manas lahachzir because efshar, that he won't be mekayim the tanai, is only a pikadon, is a huge leap, right? And he explains the chayin amamur la manasha taksireulu achara pesach kiven dim loich zero achara pesach nisbatla hamatana lemafreya v'hava chametz di yisrael she'over lema pesach the kiven dimeek dimeekara tanai haya efshar. I'm sorry, dim kiven dimeekara tanai haya efshar shel lo yiskayim. Kol zeh man have a kipikadon etzel akum for overal v'yisrael mishum ba'yira ba'yimatze. So is this a ba'yira ba'yimatze halacha? Despite the fact that if you're mekayim, he's saying two things. Number one, he seems to be saying that it's not that there's a matana gemura with the possibility of a bitul atnai, but there's only a matana gemura when lemafreya he's mekayim the tanai. Okay, that's a subtle difference, but goes back to our discussion of mishpatei tanayim. And it's an important issue, and you have to look carefully at the Lishonis of Rishonim in Matana Manas Lahaksir. Do they think that Matana Manas Lahaksir Shma Matana, but there can be Bittel? Or do they think that Matana Manas Lahaksir is Shma Matana only Limafreya when there is Kiyum? That in itself, aside from the Umdana issues, seems to be a fundamental question whether or not you look at the Tanai as a kind of Milsach Riti, in which case it's a Bittel Halacha. Or it's a, you know, the whole matana is tentative, and especially if you think that its tentativeness is due to this particular nature of this tanai, which is that it's limited, and in the future you're not going to be the exclusive owner, especially if you think that way, then maybe require the kiyama tanai, lima freya. But if that is true, that's one aspect of what he seems to be saying, and he repeats that several times. But there's still a Bayura question, just one more second, and that is, can you be potter mi Bayura lemafreya? Or does Bayura depend always on mikan labot? That too is a double question. Number one, is this a lemafreya lemafreya, or what we call a mikan labot lemafreya? I think I mentioned that Reb Chaim says that miyun is a kind of mikan labot lemafreya. Some of the mefarshim in Beitza and Sugan Gimel Amid Beis, Dalet Amid Aleph, say that Breira is a kind of Mikanu L'Haba, you know, L'Mafreya. Okay. Moreover, is Matana Manas L'Hakzir, right, itself, you know, a limited Matana, which would be the easiest way to explain this. So listen to the language, and then I'll take the questions. U'Matana Manas L'Hakzir Lo Chashiva Matana L'Inyan Shehu Shalo L'Gamri. Pretty clear. Teida, and of course this becomes very important, she'ein yachal lehakdisho, which we know is not so pashut, right? It's not so pashut that you can't be makdish. It's not so pashut if you can't be makdish because of the particulars of amanas lahaksir, that's indication that it's not matana legamri, right? So every word here needs to be examined, every line needs to be examined carefully. Teda shein yachal akdisho. The kaimalon komatana shemikdisheinu mukudesha seinu matana. That of course is a mishnah in the darim, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Nehi nami sheyol zeh tnai leinin shu chashub kishalo lotzas bo yidecha vaso shelo yashaol. Meaning, I know what you're going to say. It works for dalad minim, which is dinu lachem. Therefore, obviously, it's really bailus gavur. Notwithstanding, right, the fact that you can't be makdish, even though you'll have to explain why it can defy that klal, right? The answer is, don't get too excited about that. I'm taking a kind of Rabbeinu Yeshaya type stance, which is, it isn't sho'ol, and that's all you need for lachem, right? But that doesn't mean that it's matana gemura. Mikomokom lav shelo hu legamri teida, when people start, you know, twice or thrice teidaing you in the middle of their sentence, you know that they are, you know, working hard, but that doesn't mean that they're not working of, they're working of conviction, right? So he's another teda practically, you know, within the same sentence. Shahre im lo hichziro eino matana. Meaning, the way he's formulating it, it's not that im lo hichziro there's bitul hamatana, but as we just said, kiyum hamatana depends on the lamafreya giving. The kivin shahaya be'efsharut shelo yiskayim atnai, just the possibility, right? Because that isn't, if it had been a bitul, so then who cares? That means then regoy milsel mafreya, you know, that something else happened. But why do we care about that? That's revisionist history. We never worry about revisionist history. But the answer is this isn't revisionist history. This is necessary, these are the necessary conditions for bailus, right? So we don't know yet that we have, since it's an efsharut, even if it turned out that way, it's not lemafreya lemafreya, right? It's a kind of mikano labo lemafreya. Kol oso azman haba kipikodon etzlo. Im niskayim hatnai shech zero amino lemafreya shaloha yavi yotzei dechavaso, meaning in dalad minim. Avalo kiyam tnai gezalu. Right, below yatsa, the chain linen kiddushin. Amar Reb Gudeshesli b'davar zalmanashe taksereveli a rei dinar biyada pikadon imchsiraso nimtzel mafreya shalom. Meaning for dalad minim and for kiddushin, that this is enough. Right, b'harei mikudeshes ilav nishim shel yom rishim skadeshes b'chalipin. Aval kol od shelo niskay matnai ena matana matana ela pikadon. Wow, right. Even it's one thing to say, which some rishonim do, the language that you need the chazara, you need the kiyum atanai for the matana to be chal, right? As opposed to saying the matana is chal as long as there's no bitol by not being chozer. That's already a madrega. But to say that the very possibility, right, leaves us as nothing more than a pikadon, and that you only get the bailus lemafreya, right? And that even when you get the bailus lemafreya, it doesn't erase, right, the, you know, the sequential time that it was pikadon, it doesn't wipe that out, legabe things that matter for it, like apparently by Rabbi Yimatze, that's a very big hinge. So hachanami gabe chametz of Pesach, here's where he needs to add a little bit to fortify, you know, that chametz of Pesach is not like dalad minim, and it's not like kiddushin, that here you need a, you know, in time, you know, sequential time, you know, bailus of the akum, hachanami gabe chametz pesach kol od shelo niskayim hatnai pikadon biyad akum the avar olav bibal yirah bal yimatze ubizman shech zero dahinu achar pesach alfa bishahoisa matana lemafreya hare kvar avar olav bibal yirah bal yimatze, meaning here's where that's the bal yirah part, meaning don't think that Bal Yirah, you know, is going to depend on the Mafreya, because the nature of Bal Yirah, how it works, is sequential. So it's Kvar Avar, and once it's Kvar Avar, you don't get to blot it out, even the Mafreya. But that's a double assumption. It's a huge and important assumption, which is why this Radbaz definitely goes on the Bal Yirah list. But for our purposes, it's a hugely important piece about matano menas lahachzer. Kitzaro shel davar, and again, you know, when you have two teidas and a kitzaro shel davar, it's like a klomar, right? Kol zman shatnai tolui haba kipikadon etzol akum bim niskai matnai afa pishanim salam afreya shachame toya shel akum b'shas kiyum atnai kvar avar olav ha-yisrael v'lo yoil kiyum atnai levatel halav shekvar avar. Mash enke b'shara dvarim shemol kiyum atnai levatel shelo yegezel. You can wipe out gzela lemafreya. You can't wipe out bal yirah lemafreya. Ella shetia matan v'havein ze lefi shenela mizul aseinu. Right? Radvaz says what I'm telling you is not, you know, so well known. V'chein ish ledakdek me'ababa asher lemala. Amatelis Yisrael Shehir Nachemtzo. He thinks it's the Yukim of the Rambam. Anir Laniyas Daiti Kasavti. So this is a very, very again, you could argue with numerous aspects of this Radbaz, and therefore argue on the Psak and go back to saying, like the other poskim did, that this psak of the Shulchan Aruch is a chumra d'rabbanan. Not, you know, even if you agreed about the matanah minas lahachzir part, if you either disagreed about certain of the assumptions in matanah minas lahachzir or certain of the assumptions in Bal Yirah, you could certainly disagree. But obviously, this is a very, very important example of the view of a more limited, and again, certainly the idea of Kiyum Lamafreya and everything and what the Lamafreya is and so on. So let me just mention a few other issues like that where it comes up, especially in the Achronim. Lishonim, Poskim, whatever. Okay. Nishba to Loses Matana. Person makes a Shvua, and he says, I hereby, you know, commit, right? I take an oath to give a Matana to Plony. Right? Everybody's so excited. You know, Plony's going to get his Matana. Plony probably in particular is excited, unless he's a Sone Matanos Yechia person, in which case he's really upset. So then, you know, at the press conference when he gives the matana, you know, he says, "Here it is, etc." Omanas lahachzir. So whether people groan, who groans, who's happy or not, is he in violation of his shvua or not? If you take a shvua to give a matana, is matana omanas lahachzir shma matana? Or not. Now, certainly, again, there can be an umdana aspect to this, right? Shavuos are dependent on Lashon Bnei Adam. The Rivash speaks about this in Simen Shin Mem Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Mem Aleph Vav says that this does not work. One second. He's quoting from the Rivash. He has it here as Simon Shin Pei Aleph. I thought it was Shin Mem Aleph, but okay. We'll have to check it out. So, again, if you look at the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, is that because of Umdana, or is that because Matana Manas Lahaksir, you know, is more not a Matana than it is a Matana? Right? Or it's a qualitatively clipped, you know, Matana. Either way, the Ramah in Yoredei, Simen Reish Lamed Ches, seems to quote Rabbeinu Yerucham, that it does work. The Sma, here in Simen Reish Mem Aleph, Sivkat Yudzayin, and some of the Nosa Kalim and Yoredeya address the apparent discrepancy. The Sma explains it in terms of Umdana. It depends whether he is Nishba Stam or is Nishba Ladas Chavero, meaning the Sma tries to explain that there really is no Machlokas, but we're talking about, you know, different Amhekatimtsis, and that largely this is an umdana question. But certainly, it sounds like there's a debate between Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Rivash. And then the question is, if it's not a machlokas and metzius about Lishon B'nei Adam, then it's a fundamental question about the nature of Matana Amenas Lahasir. Another interesting issue, but complicated by its context, is the issue of Lo Sechane. And of course, this is a very Lamaisa issue, you know, during Shemitah years. Right, the Heter Mechira, one of the, you know, side issues, the biggest issue in Heter Mechira, of course, is the Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz issue, namely the, you know, parameters of Koach Bailus Akum Lafgia Mikdusha Sa'aretz. Generally, Kedusha Sa'aretz and Kedusha Shemitah, in particular, added elements, the Mabit and the Beis Yosef. Again, certainly not our topic at the moment. But one of the side issues is the question of Lo Sechane, right? Lo Titen Lehem Matnas Chinam, part of it, but especially, of course, the Lo Titen Lehem Chanoya Bekarka, right? There are three aspects of Lo Sechane, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Right? One is otitalem chein, right? A gratuitous compliment, you know, but not something passing, but something more serious. Matnas chinam, right? And the other is chanoya bekarka. So there's an iser of losachanim. Who does it apply to? Again, not our topic right now. Does it apply to only real hardcore over the Avodah Zarah? Does it apply to any non-Jew? You know, what about, you know, people in between? You know, Christians, Muslims. Again, all part of a bigger discussion. But this was a, you know, critical part, because even if you can get past the Kinyan Akum, Lafkiya Mikdushas Aretz or Kdushas Shvias part of it, why isn't there a problem of lo sechane? So part of the, you know, discussion was, well, if you do a lo sechane, if you give somebody a matana, which they benefit from formally, but you benefit from, you know, and you're motivated by your own self-interest, is that lo sechane? Like if you're selling karka to a non-Jew so that you won't have the burdens, you know, of Kedushas Haaretz in terms of Avodas HaKarka for economic and other reasons. So, you know, on a narrower level, it's Lotitlim Chanoye Bekarka, or maybe even Matnas Chinam, but on a bigger, you know, level, you're self-motivated. So that's one issue. That's not what we're talking about. What about Matana Amanas Lahaksir? Is that a violation of Losachanim? And this is a discussion in the Achronim, both about Lotitan Lahem Matnas Chinam, is it considered Matnas Chinam if it's Amanas Lahaksir, and with respect to Chanoya Bekark. So again, the Stechemed has a, you know, a good summary of some of the material under the, you know, heading of Losachanim. And as I say, all the Heter Mechira discussions really discuss this, you know, at some length. So it could be that this is a lo sechanem, lo titalehem, matnas chinam, and chanoya bekarka issue. In other words, are these, you know, purely formal dinim? Or on the contrary, it's about, you know, like chanoya bekarka, and here you might be mechalik, frankly, between, you know, matnas chinam and chanoya, you know, bekarka. Chanoya bekarka in particular, you know, it's easy to say if this is about, you know, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you can't do something which is antithetical to Yishuv Haaretz. So Imatano Manas Lahaksir, you know, is by definition, you know, limited. So Matnas Chinam, you know, maybe not. Certainly if you're going to be Mechalik between Matnas Chinam and Chanoya Bekarka, the implication seems to be that the application is playing a very important role. But definitely part of the discussion actually is about Matana Amanas Lahaksir, as we've been discussing it. In other words, the more we look at it as a limited, inherently limited, you know, Matana, where you are anticipating the Chazara, and where the Chazara, you know, limits the Matana Gemura aspect of it, and it's only a kind of Kinyan Peiros, or at least the Lezman Katsu, right, in some respects, you know, limits the Gemura part of it, the easier it is, of course, to say that Matnas Chinam and even Chanoya Bekarka, or maybe more even Chanoya Bekarka, is not going to be a problem. The more you take a Ritva, Rush, the Sivas, you know, perspective, that basically we're dealing with a Matana Gemura with an extraneous Tanai, the more difficult it is without, again, bumping up the, you know, fortifying the Matnas Chinam and Chanoya Bekarka, you know, aspects of it. The more those, you know, obtain of some formalism, the more difficult it is to make the skill. So that's an interesting other discussion. A parallel discussion you find also by Yovel, right? Chazar B'Yovel, you know, usually applies when you have a Mechira, you know, Chaluta, or Litzmisas, or Tzlo Timacher Litzmisas. So when you have a, you know, a Matana Gemura, or a Mechira Gemura, so that's subject in Eretz Yisrael to Chazara B'Yovel. But if you have something which is a more limited, you know, Matana, or Kinyan, maybe it's not subject to that. So again, there's a very interesting discussion about, you know, again, the we noted, I think, that the Tosfos Rid and Achronim in general discuss the relationship between Matana Menasa as a parallel. What, you know, Matana Menasa Achzir and, you know, Mechira in Eretz Yisrael, which is subject, you know, to Loti Makar Litzmisos, to Chazara B'Yovel. There's a huge debate regarding Chazara B'Yovel, whether it imposes qualitative limitations in the Matan or not, the Rambam, Raivid, other Rishonim. And that parallel, of course, is relevant to Matan Amanasa Haksir itself, although you could certainly be Machalic in either direction between them. But that's not what we're talking about now. What we're talking about now is one as being subject to the other. Namely, if you have a Matan Amanasa Haksir, is that Chaluta enough, right, to trigger Chazara B'Yovel? So that is an interesting issue that we find again in the Achronim. Sechemet has a piece on that too. Tvilas Kalim is another example, right? The sugya in the very end of Avodah Zarah, which establishes that, you know, Kli Seuda, you know, which have a non-Jewish source, not manufactured by Jews, right? Or you bought from a non-Jew, require tvila. Nothing to do with Giulei Akum, nothing to do with Bliyas Yisr, right? But has to do with the din of Tzvila itself. Whether that's a din d'oraisa or drabanan, that's a discussion. The Ramban al Torah has a view on that. But let's assume for the moment, whatever we assume, but for some Rishonim, certainly it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. So what about non-Jewish ownership, matana amanas lahaksir? Does that matter when it comes to Tzvila's camp? So certainly, again, there's an aspect of the nature of why you require tefillah. Again, there's no blia, so it's certainly a din, and it's a symbolic din in terms of, you know, where these kalim came from, you know, in terms of kedusha and so on. That is certainly part of it. But once again, the more you look at matana menas lahaksir as you know, an extraneous tenai which you can't even anticipate, never mind that doesn't impose limitations, qualitative limitations on the kinyan itself, it's much easier under those circumstances, you know, to say that it doesn't matter. Matana amanas lahaksir shema matana. So, you know, hu adin legabe tefilas kalim. The more you think that it's a kinyan of peros, right, the easier it is to go the other way. And if you think it's like, you know, kinyan lezman kotsuv, but the gman kotsuv is built in, whether it's in Rabbi Vigdor's way, and certainly if it's the way I understand the ksos, then it becomes an interesting open question. Mishloach Manos, the famous discussion of the Prima Gadim, both about Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim, right? Whether or not you can fulfill that through Matana Amanas Alhasir. And once again, it's a discussion of both, and you can certainly be Michalik between them for various reasons. Is Mishloach Manos about Reus? Is Matana Levyonim about tzedakah, or maybe even more than tzedakah, a sense of, you know, desperation and you know, and the need for, you know, hope. So the parallel, as I say, applies to both. If you hold Matana Menas Lahaksir is, you know, qualitatively limited, doesn't exclude it from either. If you hold that it is qualitatively identical to a Matana Gemura, it still doesn't mean that it would be enough, you know, for Mishloach Manos and Matana Slavyonim. Certainly you can be Michalik in either direction. But once again, the more that we think Matana Amanas Lahaksir is a formally at least a real Matana, the burden would be to make the Chiluk and maybe even to be Michalik between Mishloach Manos and Matana Slavyonim in that context. And in that sense, getting back to Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach, the Radvaz has his analysis, and the Magen Avraham and others have theirs. But of course, there's reason, you know, to think that maybe it depends on some of the nuances, you know, that we have been discussing. Okay, I don't have so much more time, so let me go back to a couple of other issues. Very, very quickly. Before that, let me just mention very quickly There's an interesting discussion. Did anybody get a chance to look up the Marach or Zeruah that was on the Bar Mikvos? Yeah, Yehuda?
So, he is Mechalak between like She'ila, which is like, not as a formal opinion of the person or a significant opinion, and actually the Mechalak is actually just significant.
Yeah. So what does, what's the issue that he's discussing?
I think I'm very
good. He certainly says it's more than She'ila. But he wants to know what happens if selling, what happens in that case? You have a matana minas lahachzir, and you sold it back to that person, but you sold it to him. In the interim, when you, does that qualify for the tnai of matana minas lahachzir, right? So that is not a davar pashut at all, right? Is that fulfillment of the tnai or not? So again, as a extraneous condition, it might be. If the idea is that the Bailim Harishonim retain, you know, some status, right? Just like the Radvaz and Bayro Vaimatze in a way, right? Or maybe other dinim we're talking about too. What about Tfilas Kalim? What about, you know, other things? The issue isn't only, you know, what is the status of the Matana. Let me make that clear. I think I did last time, right before Pesach also. The issue isn't only what is the status vis-a-vis the Mekabel Matana, right? The issue also is whether the Nosein HaMatana in the interim, right, retains some sort of bailus or some sort of status. So, again, a Mechira to him, is that fulfilling the Tanai? The more the Tanai is Chitzoni, you could say, perhaps, you know, that it does. But if the point is that he is the Bailim, and therefore it has to come back to him, then it very probably won't. And there's a discussion whether or not everybody agrees with that Marach or Zeruah. Again, the Marach or Zeruah is intent on showing that Matana Menas Lahachzir is more intense than She'ela and Pekadim for that reason. There's an interesting, I should just mention very quickly, an interesting tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, which is obvious, but although the Nafkamina is not so obvious, where he discusses what, this is Yoredea, Simen Reish Tzadi Aleph. He talks about the relationship between Matana Amanas Lahachzir Lamachar, right, and a Kinyan, you know, for 100 years, just to dramatize it. And he says, well, Matana Amanas Lahachzir is a Matana Gemura. The fact that tomorrow, you know, it's going back, you know, is an extraneous tanai. But a matana, right, that only lasts, you know, for 100 years or 1,000, doesn't really matter, right, is a limited matana. Right? So that of course is just an interesting and good formulation. He says that's a kinyan peros, basically. But he has the following interesting nafkamina, which is very, very evocative, you know, for us. And that is, can you just be mochel the tnai or not? So do you give a matana amanas lahachzir, you know, and can you just drop the tnai? As opposed to a matana lizman katsuv, right, 100 years, 1,000 years, 5 years, it doesn't matter, 5 minutes, can you just drop the tanai? So he says, in a matana menas lahachzir, because it's a matana gemura, you can just draw, you can be mochel the tanai, if you so choose. You don't have to reformulate anything. But in a matana lizman katsuv, right, the person is lacking, you know, a kinyan gamur. Okay, so this, of course, reminds us very much of what we were talking about when we were talking about Tanai Milsa Achriti, right, with the Tshuva Sarash, and the Rajba, you know, and so on. So what we're really saying here is that, you know, a Tanai which integrates into the quality of the Bailus, you know, that is something which not so easy to call Achriti and just to drop. Because the conditions of the... of, in a sense, this is what the Ksos was using to answer the Bali Tosis's question, you know, about you know, where are the mishpatei tanaim? By saying, oh, it's a shiur b'kinyanim. Shiur b'kinyanim doesn't need mishpatei tanaim, because that isn't an extraneous, you know, tanai, which are just achriti, which are mevatel. That's the nuts and bolts. Basically, the ksos was taking the view that matano manas lahachzer is like a kinyan lizman katsu. But the ksam sofer is saying, I think that's the difference between matano manas lahachzer, even if it's for 5 minutes. That's a matana gemura chaluta, you know, with a tanai, and you could drop that if everybody agrees, as long as the party who benefits drops it, he's mochalev. Masha ain kain, a kinyan, even if it's, you know, a long term kinyan, which always is a kinyan aguf. It's always a kinyan peiro. You can't make a kinyan peiros into a kinyan aguf just because you dropped the tanai. Again, you might have argued on that too, depending on the nature of kinyan peiros. You know, and so on. Is it only because the kinyan aguf is, you know, is an ikuv, so you drop that, it automatically becomes. I mean, there are ways to argue with some sofer, you know, on that basis too. But certainly, again, we could totally understand, you know, where this comes from. It was a question. Got a question? Somebody had a question? Yeah. All right. We took care of it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. So let me just go back and talk for a couple more minutes. And again, there's much, much more to say, but. We just have to move to the other really good topics. A couple things more, just about talk about Hekdesh just for a couple of minutes. The capacity to be Makdesh, the Hekdesh. So we've talked a lot about it already. We've charted it in some of the Rishonim and some of the Achronim. Again, just in terms of background, the Gemara Bava Basra called Kufla Metzayin, right? The difference between, you know, Al Naksha Taksireu Li, right? Or not, and whether you can be makdish in that case. That's one issue. And in particular, this, you know, becomes like a very important, that's a sugya in Kufla Metzayin. This becomes an important issue in addition because of the klal in the Mishnah in Nedarim. What's the Mishnah in Nedarim? But there we're showing them to talk about here in Kiddushin Bava Medeis, in Nedarim, in Bava Basra, right? What's the Mishnah in Nedarim, Jonathan? Yeah, what's the case there? Very famous case, right? But that, what's the call again? Komatanashim Mekdisha. Loshmamatan. So it sounds like it's a very important rule. So I just want to talk about that for a couple of minutes, even though it's a massive and very important topic. So that's the Mishnah on Memches Omer Aleph in Ashutvin. Right, Hamuder Hanami Chaveiro Ela Mayochal No Snow LaAcher L'Shum Matana V'Alo Mutar Bo. Right. Then comes the famous Maisa. So, what is the story there?
If he was no Moder Hana from the father's Moder Hana,
the father said the son cannot be Nana from his property. The and son then. Is Mudar. The father's Madir, and the son is Mudar Hana Bimenu.
So, okay. When the father gives.
Now the problem is that the
son can't eat anything.
The son cannot eat if the father's anything. But what happens is, what's the new development?
So he has one and invites someone else, or he gives it to someone
else? What's the case? What happens?
He gives the food to.
What food? What happened?
He had
and we're not going to sing because it's zero. But what happened?
He got married.
The grandson. Is getting the grandfather is making a wedding for the grandson, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, another one of those grandfather grandson things, right? Ma'isa be'echad, right? Be'beis choron shaya aviv noder hamenu hanav haya masi es beno, right? Va'amar lechaveiro chata urseuda nesunim hinan lefanecha, right? Elokadei sheyavo ava v'yochal imanu be'seuda. He wants the father to be able to participate in his son's wedding that he is sponsoring, right? So he does it by giving all his property to the neighbor who's going to make the wedding, so the father can participate, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. So Mishnah says, Amar im shalihem, so the neighbor is no fool, right? He's going to cater this whole event, you know, and... You know, he needs all these people trampling on his flowers, you know, for, or, so Omar im shalihem, harei mukdashim l'shamayim. He says, listen, I'm machmir in you know, in being makdish. If it's my comes into my rishus, I'm giving it all to Hekdash. Amalei nasati lach es shali. Zekdisha l'shamayim. Amalei nasati li es shalcha. Ella shetea ato v'yavicha ochlin v'shosin. Umisratzen zelaze v'hei avon toli b'roshi. He says, like, you know, I don't want it on my head that we're, you know, circumventing the Mudra Hana. Amru Chachamim, Komatana Sheina Shemikdisha, Te Mekudeshes, Mukdeshes, rather, Mekudeshes, Eina Matan. That's the call in the Mishnah. Correct? So the question is, so that you know, the issue of whether you can be Makdish in the state of Matan Omanas Lahatzir, whether it's Li or not Li, how you'd fulfill the Tanai. That's the second question. Three, what about this klal? If you can't, what about this klal? Right? All of this needs to be discussed. So who asked this question about Matana Manasla Hakan? You have Matana Manasla Haksir. If you can't be Makdish, it's against. Right? All the Rishonim asked this question. Right? Who asked it earliest, probably? Who? Well, before the Ramban, Bali Tosis. Right, which tells us? Oh, did you have a question before?
Yeah, I thought you had.
We took care
so
of it.
Not relevant right now. That's not.
Okay, you catch me up. I saw your hand, but I just wanted to finish the thought.
Okay. Isn't it like in the Tosis and the Gemara?
Which Tosis? Tosis that we saw already. I mean, and other Tosin ask it too. And the Ramban asks it here in Kedushin, right? The Ravid, of course, was very big on this question. The Rajba quotes, Talmidei Rajba quotes in the name of the Ravid also. Also Tosis and Sukkah. The Tosis and Sukkah that we already saw. Remember the Tosis and Sukkah that says that Mishpatei Tanayim are required always. Right? Just that the Gemara is you know, because they're always required, so that's a given. Right? So that same Tosis and Sukkah, right, also asks this question. So this is a very interesting, just very quickly, because this is a massive topic. There are, I would say, three, broadly speaking, approaches to this question. The first one is to reject the assumption that there really is such a significant klal. But the question is based on the assumption that the klal and Mishnah, it certainly sounds that way, like Mishnah saying something big with a drum roll, right? Because the Mishnah even uses that expression, right? Omru Chachamim, Komatana She'ena Shemikdisha, Teim Mekudeshes, Eina Matana. So the question is, oh, how can you have a Matana that you can't be Makdish? It's against the rules, right? So the first way to neutralize that problem, the question that the Rishonim all asked, is to suggest that the Gemara, that the Mishnah doesn't really mean it. What do you mean the Mishnah doesn't really mean it? It says it means it, meaning that it's meant in a much more limited way. It's not a din in Matana per se. It's not a shir in Bailus or in Hakna. Rather, what is it a din in? Gershon David? Can't be completely what?
Completely not in his wishes to do anything.
Like why?
Nothing.
In the most extreme way to be docha the klal, I'd say.
Right.
Say a little better, a little stronger. What you're saying will work for the more middle way, which we'll get in a second. Well, I think it's the more interesting way, maybe, but not as liad. Shmuel.
Can't be a harama,
right? I mean, there really is no such klal. There's no din that a matana has to be nitan to being, you know, given to Hekdesh. It sounds that way in the Mishnah, but given the example in the Mishnah, what we really mean is that this is a harama, right? Because in this particular case, it really does look like a harama, right? The only reason that he doesn't really give the guy anything. He's just using, you know, this mechanism in order to, right, to get out of this mudra. No. Now, in general, the status of haramos is an interesting question in halacha. Like, all haramos no good? Are haramos occasionally good? You know, what's the counter pressure for harama? Right? I mean, we do find some haramos. This is an important question. What's an example of a harama? Is principle a harama? Is mekiras chametz a harama? Right? And therefore, are they, you know, ineffective, or is it just usher to do it? Is this more of a harama? Right? This is, in a way, a little more of a harama, possibly. Maybe it's not such a good paradigm. But the status of haramos in halacha is an important issue. But that is the second. If somebody has Tosfos and Sukkah open, anybody have it? Yeah. The second answer, Tosfos, right?
That was the second answer, Tosfos.
Yeah, I'm saying.
The first answer is Kim and Damar.
Yeah, we'll get to the first answer in a second. I want to read the second, the Harama answer. Just to show that I'm not making it up. I want to read it into the record. Quote of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, the end of the sixth parak of the Darim, has a line like this. I mean, nobody can give a matana and say, I'm giving you this matana on condition that you can't be makdish it, which of course is a little bit different than what we're talking about, but not really. In other words, typically what we're saying is you give a matana and the conditions are such that lamaisa, you won't be able to be makdish it. And the assumption of the question is that if you can't be makdish something, then it isn't really a matana. So the Yerushalmi tackles this frontally by saying, and let's say you give a guy a matana, and you say, amanas shalo, you know, taktish, you know, matana zu. You can't do that. You can't make a condition like that. Now, you could, in theory, as we'll see in a moment, be mechalek between those two things. Yeah. Go ahead.
Rishani masnisen kol matana shehi kimatanas deshorun shehaisa barama shehekdisha ina mikudashas ina matana.
There's zero benefit or you know, bailus in this case. It's just a front.
Yeah.
But like something like matana menas lahachzir, where of course there is a temporary. Even if the lemaisa can't be makdish, go ahead. Yeah. So that's what the Ramban says here as well. Here in Kiddushin, Dabam with base, right? He quotes the Raivid's question. He quotes Yerushalmi. He gives the answer. The Ramban goes further. The Ramban says, I don't understand why the Raivid is even bothering to ask this question, right? Alex, why? You see it? Ramban? Anybody? It says, if you really look at the Gemara Nedarim itself, isn't this the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara Nedarim and then Ches on the base? The Ramban here, in Kiddusha. Anybody have the Ramban here? Also gives the Harama answer. It's very important because the Harama answer completely neutralized. Again, it raises another question, that is, what are the parameters of a Harama? Because if you don't give this answer, then this Gemara, this Mishnah, and this Sugya is not the Sugya that's telling you that a Harama per se doesn't work. It's telling you something bigger, but also different. Right? It's telling you that as a Shir in Bailus, we look to the capacity for Hektish. But there's no din per se that you can't follow a Harama, certainly not Daraisa. If you give this answer, we're saying there's no din that you need a capacity of hektesh for bailus, for matana, for hakna'a, for kinyan, whatever you want to say, there's no such din, right? But there is a kind of a harama which really doesn't work. Okay. The Ramban says that if you look at the continuation of the Gemara, where the Gemara talks about kinyan manas lahaknos, So the Gemara says, and here on Mem Chesam and Beis, Amalei Rabba Rav Nachman Vamatanus Beis Korin Dikni Amnas Lahaknos Velo Kakani. Right. So the Gemara says, Amalei Mishum De Sudas Amochiach Mokachas Ala Zin and Amalei Afilu Vitur Aser Bemudrana. So that Shakla Vitaria in the Gemara, says the Ramban, is the Gemara saying that there's no such klal, all there is a din in Harama, and this is the Hagdara of Harama. Obviously the Ravid and the other Rishonim, including the first Be'ah and Tosfos, did not read that that's what this Gemara is saying. Right? They thought they were saying something, you know, more particular about Kinyan Menasa Haknes versus this case in terms of the, you know, level of Bailus and so on. So it's a very interesting argument. There's also a line in the Ramban, which is important, the Ramban and Kiddushin here, probably comes from the Vitor line of the Gemara also, which is, again, what the Ramban had to say here? Either Harama or, anybody? Who has Ramban open? Yeah?
Only applies to Mudor Hana.
Only applies to Mudor Hana. What do you make of that?
Maybe we've seen before that Mudor Hana is a lot more common.
Exactly. So this is... this is another manifestation of what we talked about. We talked about, the question of Yisroyana being bailus or not, and whether Mudra Hana is the same. We talked about the need, for either Pruta or Kazayas when it comes to Yisroyana, but not necessarily the Meiri, for Mudra Hana. Like, again, we're not learning the Dharm right now, but is Mudra Hana a more informal and more pragmatic category, less formal? And therefore, there's a din. It's a din in Mudor Hana. It's just interesting to note. Again, it's hard to assess this. Where does the Rambam quote? Well, let me say it this way: where should this din of the Mishnah, this last line of the Mishnah, where should it appear? If you were writing, a code of Jewish law. Omar Chachamim, Kol Matana Sheinu Shemikdisha Tei Mekudeshes. In a matana. What did you say? One would think Hilkos Sechiyo Matana. Right? Where does the Rambam codify it? In Hilkos Nedarim. What's also interesting about the Rambam is that he splits it up. So I don't really know quite what to make of the Rambam, although I have some theory about it, but I don't want to get into it right now. But again, where is it? Zayin, Tezvav, Tezayin? Right? Nasan le'echad matana amalei harei su'udazu nesunalach. This is in the middle of the parak of Mudor Hana. Okay, I mean, you can't blame the Rambam. That's where the word comes in the Mishnah, right? But the Rambam is not, cowed by, such things generally. In other words, as we just said, if this is a din in Bailus Lahakna or Bailus Lakabalas Matana or Heftza Shal Matana, then, even though it expresses itself, in a Mishnah, in the Darim, one would expect it to be in both places, or maybe, where it truly belongs, which is in Hilkos Sechiya Matana, right? But he has it here. It starts with the case. It's interesting also that the Rambam says, Lo Gamar, right, Lahakno Slo. So it sounds from here like the Rambam thinks that it's a kind of harama that doesn't really have sufficient das, But then, in Halacha Tazayin, he has a separate klal, Kol Matana Shemikdisha Lo Tiyem Mekudeshes, Eina Matana. There's also where he speaks about Kinyan Menas Lahaknos because of the Gemaras. Hareza Ha'acher Kana Be'es Sheikna Lo Harishon. So it's just interesting that he chose to deal with Kniyam Manas Lahaknos and with this klal, Dafka and Hilchos Nedarim, and not in Skiyum Matan. And that he separates the klal from, again, if you read Halacha, what, like we just did, Halacha Tezvav, you'd think it's just, he doesn't mean it. You know, again, Shelo Gomar Lahaknos Lo. The Gomar Lahaknos Lo doesn't sound like, you know, principle, you know, in Bailus, or Koach Hakna, or Matana, or Kabbalas Matana, right? If you just had separately Halacha Tezvav and Halacha Tezayin, and they weren't next to each other, I would have just picked up Halacha Tezayin and put it in, you know, where Adam wanted to put it, you know, in Hilchos Skiyum Matan. But he just doesn't. So I think that that's very interesting. There are a few other things like that, where the Rambam deals with certain things. Hefker, you know, Keneder, but certain things that really belong in Skiyum Matan that the Rambam deals with in Kafla. So I think there may be a pattern in that and something to think about. An upgrade of how he views Das and Hafla, maybe, also. But either way, that's an interesting phenomenon. Okay. Anyways, that's one approach. According to that approach, they say we have something important about Harama, but something, you know, we've neutralized the significance of Hekdesh regarding Matan. What about the first answer of Tosis, are you?
What?
You wanted to read badly the first answer of Tosis, right?
Very much so.
Right? So I don't want to take that away. And I'm not going to take it, you know, it's not going to be Amanas Lahatzer either.
Go ahead.
Yeah, meaning?
It says that Tosis is saying that in a Hanami you might need to be able to be Makish for it to be a Matana, but this guy can be Makish. He can be Makish it as for the extent of time that it's.
Yeah. So the question is, what does Tosis mean, and what do the parallels to Tosis mean? The Ravid says something similar, according to Rajba in the Talmud of Rajba. The Rinnegash has a tshuva in Simen Mem Beis, right, where he also takes this question very seriously and seems to give an answer. The language in the tshuva, the Rinnegash, is that he's right. You mentioned me earlier. He's Makdish Purta because he only owns Purta. Okay, so I don't want to get bogged down in the different Lashonos right now, but let's just say that there are two like approaches that one could take. One is that you really can be Makdish, you know, in a limited way. There's a Hekdish question there too, like how can you, and you know, both in terms of Hekdish itself. We already had that a little bit, the Nesivas in Reish Memalef, and then, you know, the Ksos, and Rabbi Pigdor. You know, both in terms of how much bilus do you have and how much future interferes, you know, with the present in Hekdesh, such that can you really give a full gift to Hekdesh? Is there such a thing as a partial gift to Hekdesh? Does it go automatically back, you know, because it's a kind of a shiur. It sounds to me like the language of the Rinnegash, as we've said, is a limit in the quality of the bilus, right? Essentially, the Rinnegash has a tshuva in Simen Mem Beis, which really talks about something else, and then it morphs into this. What does it really talk about, Josh? Remember? Oh, you saw it in the Kove, in the Kamar. So it really talks about the question of kfiya. Can you force the guy, in Matan Menas Lahatzer, to return the Matana? It should be like any typical. It's good that some of our Tznai Mil Sachriti issues are resurfacing with a particular application to Matano Manas Lahatzir. Right? Remember, we talked about the language of the Gemara in Daf Ches, right? In Harat Mukadeshes Li B'mana B'nasa L'dinar Harezah Mukadeshes V'yashli. Right? Is there kfiya on that? Or at least is that the default? Or is it up to you? The discussion of the Meiri. And we had the Rashi and Shavuos, right? About Amein, Bo, Kabbalas, Dvarim. So it's interesting, particularly with regard to Matan HaMenas. We talked about the fact that some Rishonim are Mechalik between what we'll call Kiyum HaTanais and Bitul HaTanais. Maybe Be'achshav HaTanais, or you know, la'achar zman tnais, or maybe it depends on the formulations, right? Because there might be a difference between bitala tnai, you know, and kiyum. Something which requires a kiyum tnai, you can never force. Something in which there's bitala tnai, maybe you could force, right? Because really, there's a kiyum. So the Rimi Ganesh just has an interesting ushish alta. The Siman Mem Beis. Hoda minan, helecha mana amanash taksireli, kami baila, hecha d'amar kohen lo mahadrena? Right? Bikai finan lahadure umana olo? The guy says, no. Not going to give it back. So he says, hachin chazina de kivin yisrael al hadin t'na'a hudi yavinahele, ashkach de lo akanya nahele el amanash taksireli olo? Hilkach kiamar kohen lo mahadrena kaifinan umahadele nehele upatele ahu yisrael midmei truma milchamesh slime. Talk about the kohen, meaning a coin for truma or for pigeon aben. But the Rimi Gash didn't say what we would have thought that he would have said, or at least I would have thought it was, which is, well, in Baruch Shach, you can grab this thing back. Even that's a chiddush, right? But I could explain, you could grab the thing back because Baruch Shach, right, either he has to return it, right, for the matana to be chal, or he's a gazlin because the matana is not chal. So either way, you could probably grab the object back, right? But that's not what the Rimi Ganesh says, because then in the end, if you really grab it back, or at least half of the mimanah shach, because there's still a huge nafkamina, is were you? Did you fulfill pigeon aben? Did you fulfill, you know, nesinas? Truma. But the Rimi Ganesh doesn't say that. What he says is that you can force the guy to fulfill the chazara and thereby be potter, right? Midmei truma mechesh kamesh line. Dama rabba matana manasa naksa shema matana. Bim tishal, he knows very well that he's saying something sensational. Ki amar koin ana lo mehadrena le nehele de lo beina lekiume tna delay lehebekadin kolman diyoy matana laacher al tnai lehechad lo niskay matnai batla ta matana mikara. Like, what's the big deal? Just, he doesn't want to give it back, so he's so it's not his. But then there's no kiyum either, kiyum mitzvah. Hachanami lema koin anala biina lekiume haitnai v'tevatla matana mikara v'kach v'yischai v'ar yisro b'dvei truma b'chamei shloim. No. Basically, this is a very remarkable tshuva of the Rimi Ganesh. So does he mean, you know, Miman of Shach, he has to give it back, therefore the nosein is in the driver's seat? I don't think that's what he means. I think he means that the nosein is the bailin. He gave it under these conditions, right? And therefore he can force it back. Very remarkable shita. Now again, The Rivash, I think it's that tshuva of the Rivash, is cholek. He says, you can't force. And the chiddush here is the Rimi Ganesh. It's not the Rivash. The question is, why is the Rimi Ganesh, problematic? Because even though he's right about matana menas lahachzir and so on, nonetheless, there's still a tanai, which the person can invoke. Or because he's not even right about matana menas lahachzir. Is it, a kiyum, with a potential of bittul, or is it, maybe it's just a bittul? right? It goes back again to some of the formulations. You have to look at the Rashbam, the Rimigash, I think it's Loshitaso in Baba Basra, and Kuflam and Zion, you know, the Radvaz that we spoke of before, right? Is it, you know, only yours once you're Mekayim the Tanai Lamafreya? Or it's yours unless you're Mevatel it, you know, Lamafreya, and so on. Anyways, in the second half of the Rimigash is where he talks about the Udekakashale, Kimidu Lamotzi Makdish, Hechahava Mikara Matana, Amaisa Beis Chorin, Lo Dami, Hasam, Kulachad Zimnahu, also interesting language. Umiikar Hanasina, Rina Ladas, No Sain, Delo Chabilak, Nuyem Bidalekazman, Diachaliktushale. Saying in the case there, there's never a minute, there are no two times. There's not like, oh, Matana time and Chazara time. Right? The whole thing is flawed to begin. There's no moment. Vishtakach de lo avar lahi de nesina idan de hava be nesina. Aval hacha kimid amanas lahachserhu havalei katrain zimni. Zman nesina lechud, uzman hachazara lechud. I think it's very consistent. Ubizman ha nesina chazi le lehekdesh de nesina gemurahu. Apagav da amanas lahachserhu. So the maisa gets, it interferes. I'm skipping. Afagav depurta ninu. So now he's saying, even though what you could do in this period is limited by the fact that you have a time cap, right? Which, remember, according to him, is even subject to kviya, but it's still, in theory, a time in which you could be makdish. Does he really think you could be makdish the purta, and the purta then goes back, or does he really think that you don't need to be makdish the Purta, because it's a time in which fundamentally you could be makdish? Halamarta de matana shiyochel akdisha karina bay midi yochel akdisha lasnuye bahekdesh hau Purta dzman anasina teida di lo mar shorze nosun b'matana manas shetaser lachel amid yom ba'akdashe amakabel b'toch lamid yom milo havekdesh osa hekdesh lahanu shloshim yom. Let's say it was for dzman katsu. Can be makdish for 30 days. Ubasa de shamli the hadra matana lamare hachanami loshna the mali zimna raba mali zimna zuta. But is that really comparable? Is it comparable to shloshim yom? Not so simple. The point is that I think that there are really three approaches to this problem. The first one is what we just said. The second answer of Tosas, the Ramban, the Ran in the Darim, the line in the Yerushalmi about Harama, meaning there's no such klal, and therefore, you know, this is just a din in haram. Or, to use the other line of the Ramban, right, maybe it's a special din in mudr hana. Mudr hana is even informal, you know, therefore, we really care, you know, about, you know, not who legally, you know, owns the food and so on, but, you know, a harama, basically, in mudr hana is a violation of mudr hana. The second, or the third, we'll call it, the other extreme is to say, who says you can't be makdish in amanas lahachzir? Maybe you really, really can, right, under certain conditions. If you're podeh, like Rav Avigdor, right, if it's, you know, a shiur, and it goes back on its own, or it never was bit, like that line of Ixos, or like the arrangement that the Nesiva speaks about, according to some Rishonim, the Nebuka Yosef that we discussed last time, meaning in Achanami there is such a klal, in Achanami that klal needs to be able to be implemented befoal, right? But there are ways to do that here as well. And then the in-between shita is the shita that basically says, let's say lemaisa you can't be makdish during this tkufa, or in some other, not just in Matan Rana Slats, let's say another thing. There really is such a klal, it's not just a negation of harama, right? It's a shiur in bailus of some sort, or matana, or nesina, or kabbalah, or all four, right? One of the four, or all the four. But that's true. But it doesn't require that it be befoal, right? It requires that there shouldn't be a chisaron mitzad the bailus. If you can't be makdish because of your bailus limitations, right? Because it's not fully yours, or it's not fully bershuscha, then there's a chisaron. But if the problem is something more extraneous because of a tanai or some other practical problem, but from a theoretical bailus perspective, there's no impediment or low limitation, then it's fine and good. That might be, you know, what some of these Rishonim are saying. So I just want to add one other point to the mix here, and that is, why Hekdesh? Again, if it's a Harama, so Hekdesh is an example. If you take the view that this is really a klal, right, so why Hekdesh? So one answer might be that it's not Hekdesh, it's also Hekdesh. It's Mechira or Hekdesh. Mashalamad Dabardom, eh? Right, we've talked about Rabbi Yochanan's Halal. I'll stop in a minute and then we'll just finish with another 5 minutes on Sunday, but I want to start Korin HaMisayeh and especially get to Arif on Sunday. But we mentioned Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha, right, that Gezav Alon Asiyah Shubalim Zev Zeh Eni Mechonam Lakdisho Zelefi Sheina Shalom Zelefi Sheina Bershusa. So it's a parallel question to ask there, right, and that is, why Lakdisho? Right? Why not say Zev Zeh Eni Mechonam Laknoso? Right? So for many of the Rishonim in Achanami, that's exactly what it is. It's maybe even Lahakdish. So it's either Hekdesh is an example, because that's the Malkar, let's say, or even Hekdesh. If you take the view that, let's say, it's easier to accomplish Hekdesh than it is to accomplish, you know, Hakna. So, it's just more of kind of a kol shekein. What do you mean it's easier to accomplish Hekdesh than Hakna? Because in Hekdesh you don't have to worry, right, about the Maisa Kinyan issues as much. You only have to worry about the Bailus issues, we'll call them. Whether the Cheftza is Nitvas Bekinyanim. Right? Because Amirasa Legavoa is Kimsirasa Lehejon. Or if, again, invoking that Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi that says La Hashem, Noha'aretz, Umloa. Right. So it's easier to accomplish Hekdesh than it is to accomplish Kinyan. What we're saying is, if you can't even accomplish Hekdesh, namely, if you have a problem, and the problem is, an extraneous one, because you need a Maisa Kinyan, and there's something that impedes a Maisa Kinyan, that's one thing. But if there's a Bailus problem, a Rishus problem, a Chalos, a Cheftza is not Nitfas in Kinyanim, then the Haraya, even Hekdesh, doesn't work. So I think that's one way to explain it. You could say the opposite. I mean, the Rajba in the Sugya of Harsha, I think I mentioned this, says the opposite. Rajba says that it's actually the criterion, the din of Einav Rishusa of Rabbi Yochanan, is actually limited to Hekdesh. If you have bailus over something, right, but it's not Birshuska, you can be Maknid. You just can't be Makdish. It's a special din. Hekdesh requires more. Again, it requires more for certain things and less for other things. No one can deny that Amir Asa Legavos comes to Rasa Lehed. The question is not relevant to this. You could say that here too, if you hold like the Rajba, maybe. But if you assume that it's the same, or if you assume that there's a difference, so the idea of this klal becomes like also very hashkafically significant. In other words, the idea, like, why would you invoke Hekdesh if Hekdesh is just a prat, in Hakna? Because maybe the idea is that, while the level of bailus required is the same, even if there aren't nafkamina, right, there's a certain principle about ownership which is, we call it ontologically defined, by the capacity to be makdish rather than to be makne, right, even if they are the same. Right? And that has to do, again, with what bailus really is Lashem Ha'aretz Imloa, etc. Okay. I'm going to stop. So I just want to speak very quickly on Sunday about a little bit more about Kniyah Menas L'Haknos as opposed to Matana Menas L'Hachzir, which we've talked about, but I want to just register a couple of comments about that. And a little more about Damim and Be'en, and about the Me'iri on who decides if there's no time stipulated in Amanas L'Hachzir, who decides? Is there an objective Shloshim Yom? Is it Matana? Is it the Nosein? Is it the Makabel? A couple of more points like that, and a little bit more about the Onus question that Rabbi Yishai and the Rosh speak about. But again, just a couple of minutes, and then we move on to Misayeya and to Arev, and I'll give you more Marmokopas and so on.